So what does God think? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Dalai Lama has been here since last week, and now the Pope has arrived, which means America has an historic opportunity, an opportunity to find out what God may be thinking about us. Here we are in a presidential campaign with debates about health care, immigration, Iraq. But how do you know who's right? It's easy if you're a committed party member. If you're a party member, you know who's right before you even know why. If you're not in a party, you're trying to assess the opinions of people who are in parties, and they always have very smooth arguments, which will be fine, except that before one party can persuade you, the other party comes up with an equal but opposite argument, until by the end of whatever show you're watching, you're just as undecided, except now you've wasted an hour and your head hurts. And that's where a message from God would help. Back in the biblical day, when the Old Testament God made up his mind, a prophet would say so, and the battle would turn. When the New Testament Jesus answered a question, the rabbis were silenced. The Pope clearly has the ear of the president, who told him his speech was awesome as the crowd clapped.
Thank you, Your Holiness. Awesome speech.
But someone needs to ask, Your Holiness, does living our freedom in a spirit of mutual support mean that God supports universal health care? Does embracing a culture of justice and truth mean that God wants us to fence off Mexico? Does God think we're saving Iraq? Because it would be helpful to know. When the Pope himself says, God bless America.
God bless America.
Are we at least in the ballpark? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.